Good morning. It is good to see you here this morning. As always, it's good to be in God's house. If you have your Bible, and I hope that you do, if you will turn with me to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6 this morning, we're going to look at verses 16 through 18. You know, over the past 2 weeks, we've been going through a sermon series entitled A New Year, New You. And we're looking at tools to help you in your spiritual fitness and growing your walk with Christ in this new year. Now, during the first week, we began looking at how important it was that God's Word be the foundation of everything we do this year. God's Word is our foundation. It is our strong fortress. It is our foundation, our strong rock. It is our anchor in this life. Last week, we looked at the discipline or the tool of prayer in the life of a Christian. And we saw very quickly that God's Word is the grounding agent, but prayer is where that communication flows back and forth, and it is the energy that really brings us to life as a Christian. It is what keeps us connected to God. And what a great opportunity we have to go before His throne to lift up our burdens, to lift up our hearts before Him. Not only to go before Him, but to know He hears us. Both of those disciplines, both of those tools that we have been given by God strengthen our Christian walk on a day-to-day basis. Studying God's Word and spending time in prayer are vital to the growth of a Christian. This morning, I want us to take a look at a little known or a little understood discipline or tool in the life of a Christian as we look in depth at the discipline of fasting in the life of a Christian. Now, I found it kind of funny this morning that as we were getting ready for Sunday school, we were talking about food. And we were talking about how much we love to eat and how much we may or may not get at work sometimes or what it is. But I found it kind of interesting that God was already kind of moving the conversation in this direction. It is a discipline that is underutilized in the life of a Christian. Fasting is vitally important in growing our spiritual walk with Christ. It is a discipline and a tool that has the power to change our life, to really connect a believer to the Spirit. But it is a discipline that has been lost from today's church. Whether it's because of fear, or whether it's because of dread, or maybe a lack of understanding, fasting isn't a discipline that is exercised by many, nor is it preached by many pastors in the pulpit. In my 6 years of being here as a fill-in pastor, as an interim, and as your full-time pastor, this will be the first time I've ever preached on fasting. It's not a subject that is talked about often, but it is a discipline that can help us grow in our faith and in our walk with Christ, if done correctly. But I'll tell you the biggest reason why it isn't practiced and why it isn't preached. And typically, I hold on to this little nugget to the end of the sermon, but I'm going to give it at the very beginning this morning as to why this isn't done in today's church. And here's why. Why is it not preached? Why is it not practiced by today's Christians? It is because this specific discipline of fasting is one that is diametrically opposed to our culture today. It flies in the face of our culture today. To give up what is seen as a freedom to eat what we want, to do what we want, there's nothing sinful in it to eat, but to give up that freedom for a spiritual purpose flies in the face of what our world says we are to be about. Our culture is focused on self-indulgence. And just to be honest, it is rooted in gluttony. We don't want to give up something that we see as a freedom and a benefit to ourselves. Before we can get into this passage this morning, I want to do something that I don't normally do, and that is this. I want to set the table of what fasting really is in the life of a Christian. I want us to have a good understanding before we get into Jesus' teaching about fasting. We need to understand what fasting is. And we're going to do that looking through the Bible very quickly. To give you a definition of what fasting is, it is this. Christian fasting is a believer's voluntary abstinence from food for a spiritual purpose. Now, in today's age, many have tried to grow that definition by saying it is the giving up of any freedom. Somebody may say, well, I'm going to fast from TV, which means I'm going to give up TV for a spiritual purpose. And very much so, those are great things to do. We find things sometimes in our life that we need to get rid of to focus on God. But when we look in the Bible, when we look at God's Word, what it is speaking of when it talks about fasting as a Christian means to give up or to abstain from food and or liquid in order to seek God, to grow your walk. When the Bible refers to fasting, it is simply referring to not eating. So it's not wrong to talk about giving up certain things. And in fact, many times in our life, when we come to understand that something is coming before God, we need to remove those things from our life. We need to take them away. But when the Bible speaks about fasting, it is speaking simply about giving up and removing food for a spiritual purpose. Now, if you were to ask me, Brother Ryan, give me some examples of fasting in the Bible, it would almost read, if I were to give you a list of a who's who of Christians in the Bible, if you looked at Moses fasted for 40 days and 40 nights on the mountain. Daniel fasted with three other Jewish young men as they were in captivity. Ezra fasted and mourned over the wickedness of the exiles and their sinfulness. He fasted and abstained from all food and all liquid. The early leaders of the church, if you go back and look at the recollection or the recounting of Paul as he tells his conversion story, you will read at the very end that after he made it to where he was blind for 3 days and neither ate nor drank. He fasted in order to seek God. Jesus himself fasted before he was tempted by the devil. The Bible speaks of many different instances. In fact, fasting is mentioned more in the Bible, I think 77 times. It is mentioned more than baptism in the Bible. It is a discipline that the Bible speaks of quite often, but it is lost in today's church. The Bible also speaks of many different types of fasting. There's the normal fast, which is the abstinence from food, but you have water. In fact, that's what Jesus did before he was tempted. The Bible says that he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and that at the end he was hungry. Not thirsty, he was hungry. He abstained from food, but drank water. It was a normal type of fast. The Bible also speaks of a partial fast, was the limiting of a diet. Daniel and three other, like I told you a few minutes ago, Daniel and three other Jewish men abstained from eating the king's delicacies to prove the strength of God. And so they ate vegetables and water. There's an absolute fast, and that you can turn to Ezra chapter 10 if you want to on your own time. Ezra chapter 10, verse 6, and it talks about that Ezra abstained from food and liquid because he was mourning over the sins of the exiles. An absolute fast, nothing, the withdrawal from all food, all water. There's a supernatural fast that is talked about, Moses and Jesus going 40 days without food. That kind of fast is only sustained by the power of God in the life of the believer. Fasting can be congregational. There's a time in Joel, in chapter 2, verse 15 and 16, when it says, "Blow the trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast, call a sacred assembly." There is a time where a church can enter into a season of fasting, praying and seeking God's will in a certain situation or in a movement where the church is going. But fasting is also private. Fasting is something that is supposed to be done in the individual life of a believer. But there's something I want you to pay attention to in that definition of fasting. The definition of fasting simply was this: it is the believer's voluntary abstinence from food for a spiritual purpose. And what I wanted you to pay attention to there is the very end of that definition: for a spiritual purpose. It's not a quick crash course diet. It's not a way to gain favor from God and say, well, if I can go through this fast and somehow I'll gain some favor from God, or He'll look at me differently and I'll have something that comes out of it. It has a spiritual purpose in the life of a believer. As I was reading and studying throughout this week, I came across a book by Donald S. Whitney when he talks about spiritual disciplines, and he's talking about fasting, and he gives 10 purposes for fasting in the life of a believer. He says, number one, it is to strengthen the prayer life. Times of eating and times of partaking of food and things like that are done away with, and we spend time praying for God to strengthen our prayer life. It is a time to seek God's guidance in our life. It is a time to express grief. It is a time to seek deliverance and protection in a certain situation. It is a time for repentance. In fact, if you go to Jonah, the reluctant prophet to the city of Nineveh, when he preaches finally after running away from God's call, when he preaches to Nineveh, they repent and fast in their repentance. It is a time to humble oneself. It is a time to express concern over the works of God in the world, to express your heart. It is a time to minister to others' needs. It is a time to overcome temptation and to prepare for that temptation. It is a time to express love and worship God. 10 very spiritual purposes in fasting, but it is a lost discipline. Fasting is something that is often feared because of a misunderstanding in the life of a Christian, but it is not meant to be feared. In fact, the purpose of fasting in the life of a Christian is to draw oneself closer to the heart of God, to be more Christ-like in your life. It, and in itself, is to strengthen your walk with God by taking something that so often consumes us, letting go of it and letting that time be consumed by God. It allows something that can so often consumes us to go and for our hearts to be consumed by God. It is shifting our focus from the physical to the spiritual. Now, I told you a little bit ago that our new series, the series we've been going through, is looking at How do we strengthen our spiritual walk and our walk with God? One of the tools that the Bible says we have is the spiritual discipline of fasting. But what does the Bible say about fasting? What does Christ teach about fasting? And that's where we get to our verses this morning. Matthew chapter 6, verse 16 through verse 18. I want to read those to you this morning. Here's what God's Word says. Moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites, with a sad countenance. For they disfigure their faces and that they may appear to men to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their rewards. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Would you pray with me this morning? Father, we thank you for your word. Father, we thank you for teaching us about fasting this morning. Father, I pray that we would heed your word, that we would listen to your word. Father, that we would rediscover the discipline of fasting in the life of a Christian so that we may grow stronger in our walk with you, that we may be more bold in sharing the gospel, that we may be more connected to you. Father, I pray that we would seek you this morning. Father, I pray that you would press upon our hearts the importance of this discipline in our lives. Father, we seek you. We trust in you. Father, I pray that it would be your wisdom and your wisdom alone, your words alone, not mine. Father, speak to our hearts this morning. And it's in your name that we pray. Amen. I knew that when I brought this up that I would be maybe not the most popular pastor in the world. For a church that prides itself on the cooking and the food that we eat and things like that, and as much as I love to eat, I kind of despise and don't want to hear it from myself. But fasting is a spiritual discipline that we must learn, that we must practice. Jesus even talks about fasting in his teaching. He exemplified the discipline of fasting before he was tempted. Fasting may be unpopular. It may be misunderstood. But it should not keep us from the fact that it is something that ought to be practiced in the life of a Christian. There are three things that Christ teaches us about fasting here this morning that I want us to take a look at as we go through verse 16 through verse 18. Number one, Jesus expected his followers to fast. Jesus expected his followers to fast. I want you to look at verse 16. Moreover, when you fast. If you look at the language there, it's not if you're going to fast. But Jesus had an idea that